The opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is commentary with Winston Barnes. So the debate over whether Bob Marley should be named a national hero in Jamaica has again been raised in public fora. I continue to be against such a move, but I believe a number of qualifications need to be made. Like Jamaica's first national hero, Marcus Garvey, Marley created an international understanding of the plight of people of African origin. Like the Gordons and the Bogles, Marley stood up for and supported freedom and liberty for his people and many on the African continent. The question is, should he be named a national hero for replicating the work done by other national heroes? It is a question worthy of contemplation. I do not believe Marley should be named a national hero just because people are ray-raying that he should be, simply jumping on a bandwagon. It should be more than just the popular thing to do. The reason Marley should not be named a national hero is because with all the wagonism, some Jamaicans still denigrate him for being a mere Rasta man. Some still deny the significance of what Marley has done to raise the consciousness of black folk. But maybe the one reason Marley should not be named a national hero of Jamaica, at least at this time, is because Jamaicans do not deserve that. How many Jamaicans, including the wagonists, know about Bob's philosophy about life and liberty? How many are prepared to show Marley true respect for his achievements? How many understand or believe Marley died a Christian, for example? I'm Winston Barnes with commentary.